Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Oh my gosh, it's Dick Hunger and Butter Pecan.
Who?
Butter Pecan.
Live from Boogie Studio, and as a matter of fact, Butter's doing the show naked.
Well, my toes are naked. Yeah. All right. My toes are naked. So what's going on, dude?
Oh, not too much, man. How you feeling?
Like shit.
All right.
Well, that's okay.
Hey.
I'm laying flat. That's what the doctor ordered. Lay flat.
Shit is fertilizing and makes things grow.
Yeah.
So think of yourself as fertilizer.
You know what? Funny you should say that. Because it really is. What I'm doing is I am producing fertilizer.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you brought it up, so I thought I'd share that with everybody.
Thank you. Everybody wanted to hear that.
The liquid that comes out of me is fertilizer. I'm going to put it out there on my grass and make my grass grow better. Anybody wants some fertilizer, just let me know.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway. So, we have a guest this evening, and he's out of New York.
NY.
NY in the house.
Say his name.
Mega. Yes.
Yeah.
You heard me correctly. N-E-G-U-S. Mega.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's who we have this evening, and we've got a couple of his songs before we interview him. We know it's late out there on the East Coast. You know.
East Coast?
East Coast. So.
You can't toss up the E, though, can you?
Toss up the E?
Yeah. You know how they toss up the W for the West Coast. Ain't no way.
Yeah, you can. Well, how do you toss up a W?
You put two fingers in the middle together and bam.
Two fingers in the middle together?
Yeah.
That's not...
As people who are watching now can see me tossing up a W.
You can toss up an E, go sideways. So,
yeah.
You know, you were telling me about something in Montana.
Yeah, but first I want to say, everybody out there, of course, we want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
And if you got any questions for me, Butter, or...
Our guest
tonight, you can give us a call at 646-929-2037.
Don't forget to text the word smooth drama to number 41411.
I've never forgotten that.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure.
Right.
And, you know,
we still want you to call 646-929-2037. And, as always, besides calling us and texting us, you can also email us.
Yes, you can. And what is the email address?
The email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Oh, very simple.
But, as always, because, you know, Butter has not been feeling well, I'd like to throw a personal... plea out there, fella, make Butter feel better. Send her some phone shots.
No.
Yeah. Butter Pecan.
You can send them to dick@smoothdrama.com.
Butter Pecan at smoothdrama.com.
And Dick will screen them for me. And he will pass on the ones he thinks I would like to see. So.
Probably not. that. So first, before I get into anything, please tell me you saw Kobe Bryant's photo shoot.
No, I hadn't.
It is amazing.
Why?
He's in all white.
Uh-huh.
And his choice of clothing in the photo shoot,
yeah,
maybe not his choice, but the clothing in the photo shoot is priceless.
Why?
Oh, it's some shit that homeless folks wouldn't wear if you gave it to them for free.
That bad?
Oh, yeah. All I can say, people, just look up, do a search, Kobe Bryant photo shoot. If you haven't seen those 5-6 pictures, they are priceless.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's one of those sites that I can't describe. I'll just say that it's in all white. And I know, I believe the Ohio player sung the song, Heaven Must Be Like This. But if heaven is looking like that in all white, I'm going to hell.
Really? I'm looking for it. I don't...
Yeah. It's in L.A. time.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
What is he wearing?
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody was asking. What in the fuck is Kobe Bryant wearing?
What the hell was...
Yeah.
What was I thinking of?
I don't know what the hell he was thinking. And they asked him about it during the game the other day, or after the game, and he was like, well, just don't let them Photoshop you. And I'm like, Photoshop
what?
Had nothing to do with them damn clothes you were wearing.
Oh, my God.
And all I can say is this. Personally, if I would have had a photo shoot and they would have brought out them clothes, I would have said photo shoot's over.
Not yeah. Happening.
Yeah, because it don't matter Photoshop or not. That shit should never happen in public.
Wow, so a lot of people are
laughing at him.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, there's a video that they asked his teammates about it. And in one of the pieces, Derek Fisher is like, is this for real?
Wow.
It's the funniest shit ever. I couldn't believe it.
What was the publicist thinking?
I don't know, but they...
Because they had to approve those pictures before they printed them.
They had to be fired. Fire
fire the PR person.
Yeah, because whoever said that shit was a good idea is on some other shit.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Speaking of on some other shit, earlier this week, I had talked about taurine. You know, taurine is an ingredient in Red Bull. And taurine was first discovered 1827 to be contained in bull's testicles. And we talked about the health benefit and the health risk. Now,
what are the health risks?
Well, it's a stimulant. It can cause you to crash. Can elicit strokes. Yeah, it's a lot of bad shit that comes with the excess drinking of the
Red Bull
energy drink.
Energy drinks. Okay.
Yeah. Well, see, there's a festival that comes up every August.
Right. I remember this festival.
No, this is a different festival.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, there's the festival in Watsonville, California, where they, you know, they eat the balls, the bull balls, testicles, whatever you want to call that shit. And, you know, of course, they boil and peel the hair and marinate them and barbecue them and fry them.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
In Montana, they take it to the next level of the game. In Montana, it's a whole, it's the Montana Testicle Festival, and it's in August. Yeah, I know. They have the deep fried bull testicle.
Oh God.
Yes.
Crunchy, crunchy balls.
Yeah, but also they have, because they have different names for it, like Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, that's nasty. Now, also, they have public people there, and there's a contest. You know how you have that bobbins for apples?
Tell me they go bobbins for balls.
They bob for balls.
Oh, God.
But what they have the balls dangling in the air, and as you're riding by on your motorcycle, you have to reach out and bite and see if you can latch a hold of the balls.
On your motorcycle?
Yeah.
You have to be on your motorcycle to go.
Yeah, go by and
try and bite some balls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hope they're cooked.
I'm assuming so, unless it's like sushi balls.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Or was it steak tartare?
Yeah. Well, because they take it to the next level where they have an oil wrestling competition. They have the wet T-shirt contest. They have bullshit bingo, which involves a bull on the top of a giant bingo card, and the bull, like, shit on the numbers, and that's the number that they call out.
Where is this at? Montana?
Yeah, this is Montana. They have the pig wrestling contest. They have the raffle. And at night, they have the No Panty Wednesdays, where you can trade your underwear for a free drink.
Just one pair?
I mean, if...
Get one drink?
Yeah, I guess if you've got excess amount of panty, you can...
Okay.
Yeah, you can get a drink.
It doesn't say if it has to be, if it can't be holy underwear.
Well, I believe they call those crotches.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we need to play our guest the first song. And then we'll give him a call. So go ahead, Dick. Choose a song.
All right.
By Negus.
Yeah.
Eight.
First song we're going to play is Hold On To Your Girl.
Hold On To Your Girl.
Hold on to her, because.
And then we're going to give him a call after the song is over.
Yes.
Yes.
Let her go. Yeah, yeah. Niggas, better hold on to your girl. You better not let her go. You better not let her go. You better hold on to your girl. You better not let her go. You better not let her go. She's so Gucci, ain't got a culture. She checking my swagger as I approach her. Rosé with the OJ, pink mimosa. I'm liking the perfume, she feeling my loafers. Up in the red zone, stuck in the sofa. She feeling my vocals, we keeping it social. Shorty is so thick, grew up on so full. I think she's so hot, she thinks I'm so cool. Told me she's single, ready to mingle. Gave her my number, told her give me a jingle. She's so Harlem, I'm so Brooklyn. Purple Reaper, did you smell what's cooking? He good looking, you feel like dancing. After the two-step, back to the mansion. She's so gorgeous, I'm so dangerous. She used to be your girl, but now she is naked. Sis, you better hold on to your girl. You better not let her go. You better not let her go. You better hold on to your girl. You better not let her go. You better not let her go. Single, and you're ready to mingle. Put put your hand in the sky. I wave it side to side. I said if you're single and you're ready to mingle, put your hand in the sky.
Yeah.
I wave it side to side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nah. Don't leave your girl around me. Shoot playing for real. Way before the deal. Now you see the Bentley logo on the wheel. Couple dollars kept poke off my heels. In the red zone, Patronas on chill. Black card, so they just throw it on the bill. So of course she wanna chill. I got your spouse in my house on the hill. Split in the mouth, drink in a hand. Give her amnesia, forget about your man. If you don't wanna order my world, you better hold on to your girl, your girl.
Better hold on to your girl. You better not let her go. You better not let her go. You better hold on to your girl.
Uh-huh.
You better not let her go. You better not let her go.
Together you got
Mama. Are we ready to do this?
We are ready to do this.
We are ready to call Nega and see what's going on in New York with me.
You're way too liberal with that name.
Nega.
Yeah.
You just can't say it, can you?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? Are you sleeping?
Huh?
Uh-uh. Okay.
Nah, no way.
All right. Then you got Dick Hugger and Butter Pecan here. And
hello?
And Smooth Drama. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. I hear you.
Okay, cool.
Welcome to Smooth Drama, man. How you doing?
I'm killing, man. I'm killing, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. I'm in the studio right now.
Oh,
all right.
Cool.
That's what it's all
right. Well, first, we got to clear this up. What is the pronunciation of your name?
The pronunciation is Negus, like Vegas.
Negus.
Yeah, Negus.
Like Vegas. Can you remember that, Dick?
All right. I'm going to say this, man. You know you're being racially insensitive, right?
That's my name. You could Google the definition and you could see what it means. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that your real name?
I know it.
Yeah, that's my birth name.
That's his birth name, man.
All right. I'm just saying, though, you know they can't ask for your album in the store, right?
Why not?
Why not? It's not. It's Negus. You know what I'm talking about, man?
Right.
You know, he's not going to go storming in the store and go, Negus is here.
Right. Well, I'm saying...
It's going to be a household name soon. Everybody going to know what I'm talking about.
Right. You're going to call some all across the United States.
It is good. You know what I mean? You know, that little controversy right there is good for promotion. You know what I'm talking about?
Like,
come on, Dick. You know you want to go and ask for it.
I'm saying all kinds of violence up at Best Buy because of you, man. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm talking about. You know, because like with a name like Dick, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I
could go into a store. I prefer to go in the store and ask for album, you know, ask for niggas. But not, I can't go in and go in and ask for Dick.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got other places for that. That's
well, the funny thing is that our name is a link in the sort of a way.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I hear you.
Yeah, because I'll take my personal stand, you know, in the hip hop way of making my name mean something. So my name, you switch the D-I with an F-U and the H-U with an N-I, and I'm making my political statement right there.
but you don't spell it N-E-G-U-S. So.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying, you know, down south, somebody say it wrong. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something, man. If my name was Richard, I would have called myself Dick Lever. I wouldn't even tell nobody. Like, I'd be calling me Richie Rich or something. Fly like
right.
that for sure. You know what I'm talking about? But, like, Dick with a name like Dick, somebody got to wonder if their name gets hard in the morning. You know what I'm talking about?
I know people love Dick all over the world, so.
Yeah,
cannot argue with that.
So, when you started making music, man?
Oh, I started making music, bro. I really started taking it serious, like, a little bit after high school, but I really started in high school, and it really started as, like snap rapping, like jokes. You know what I mean? And it was really me and my boy P, and we would make a little joke. First, it started out as a snapping contest, and we started making rhymes to, like, the jokes, you know what I'm saying? And then I killed them one day because I made a rhyme about, like, every girl he dated in high school.
Oh.
And they was, and, like, they wasn't, like, all, like, sevens or eights or even tens. A lot of them was, like, fives and unders, you know what I'm saying?
So, oh, so guys you know, do rate women.
Yeah, I know y'all do it like that. Come on, man. You're talking to niggas here.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Yeah, all the ladies, man. I know what it is.
They die.
Okay.
Yeah, so I made a rhyme real quick in Global. That's why I had to take it again to summer school. But I was in Global. It was after lunch, so. Right before lunch, so, like, I used to write down little rhymes real quick in Global and then go to lunchroom and then kick them, boom. And I got a lot of raised reviews, even from the deans and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? Like, taking it serious, more serious.
All
like
right.
That. Yeah.
Nice.
So, producing and stuff like that.
So tell us about your album. I know it's obvious, you know, in listening to your songs, you really, really, really like the ladies.
That's my target. They my target. So hold on to your girls, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm working on a little mixtape right now called The Love Scene. It's ready to go. I'm just waiting for all the publishing and all the stuff, so I'm protected, you know what I'm talking about? But little mixtape called The Love Scene, gonna be dropping that soon. I just recently got signed to artist management, production deal, you know, with the Universal Camp. Gonna be featured in Urban Network magazine. I'm partners in a club in Philly called Red Zone Cafe. You know, gonna have a lot of hot artists coming out there. We're gonna have Violator DJ, you know, from Violator coming out there. We got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff. It's not just music, you know what I'm talking about? It's rap music and a lot of stuff. And you know, production. I also do my own production, so I'm ready to go though. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just gonna drop it on them heavy, ready. You know, learn from a lot of people's mistakes and stuff.
Right. Now, as far as the rap game, who did you come up listening to that it kind of inspired you to do what you do?
Well, my first rap tape was MC Shan. I remember it was a white cassette tape. I used to play the hell out of that tape. And in Brooklyn we had a local network called Video Music Box hosted by Ralph McDaniels, and you know what I mean, he used to play a lot of stuff you didn't really see on MTV Raps, and you know what I mean? A lot of underground artists, a lot of artists coming up. I took in like a lot of dudes like Bush Baby, the Fool Snickers, the Fat Boys is like really. I had a videotape with the Fat Boys and Run DMC, both on one videotape, and I used to watch that like every day. Like kids was watching He Man and whatever. I was watching that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Joe. I don't even know all the characters' names in that. You know what I mean? But I could tell you every Fat Boy song and you know what I mean, Run DMC song.
Oh well, yeah. I mean. At that time, they were it. you know.
Yeah, but Fat Boys don't get a lot of credit in the game, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they did a lot of crossover songs. They did songs with the Beach Boys. They did songs. They did reggae songs. They did movies. And they did a lot of stuff that really set trends, and they really get a lot of credit. So on my mixtape, like, to show my honor and respect for them, I remixed one of their songs, Can You Feel It? And that's definitely going to be on the love scene, too. All
right. I definitely remember Can You Feel It?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, it's on the Crush Groove soundtrack.
Right. As I tell you, they did movies. They're doing movies, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, they did a lot. Yeah. They were real big. And like you said, they definitely didn't get the credit that they deserved as far as coming up in the game and making hip-hop part of what it is today. Yeah. Although, what it is today might, you know, give it.
But, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, so, you know, it's Biggie, Jay-Z, you know what I mean, Foxy Brown, all them type of artists I really grew up on.
Well, now I want to ask you this. You know, you're in Brooklyn right now. What's the hip-hop scene like now? I'm talking about the hip-hop scene. You know, is everybody commercial?
Well, to me, what I feel like what's lacking is, like, a lot of, like, the respect for females. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of kids get, you know what I mean, looked down upon in a lot of songs, but you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of real subjects are missing, you know what I'm saying? Like just the real, like, some real stuff. You can talk about being broke sometimes, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's broke out here, you know what I'm saying? Every song can't really be about money. I got money, I get money, and, you know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to bring something different, you know, a lot of different subjects that ain't even been spoken on yet, you know? And it's bugged out. Like, you'd be like, damn, why isn't nobody even rap about that yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming with that. You know?
Well, they might have rapped about it, but nobody's playing it.
Yeah, maybe so, like that. But, or maybe how they put it together, you know what I'm talking about? They put it together like
that. That's the thing. We don't really have that diversity. I think
diversity, and I feel like variety is the spice of life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you have different things going, you know what I mean? Different songs about different things, you know what I mean? It ain't got to be. And that's the thing, too. Both my parents is Jamaican. My neighborhood is Caribbean, you know what I'm saying? So I got that to add to it, too. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see me?
That's what I was going to say. You talked about diversity. You know, diversity, I think, is important because people think that, you know, when we say we want some hip-hop, that you just want it to be a whole Public Enemy hardcore gangster. I'm just saying that, yeah, you can have a party song. You can have a song. Talk about some shit that's happened. You can have a song talking about some girls. Just talk about some different shit. Don't just...
All right. You know what? I'll agree with you 1,000% because when I listen, I grew up in the reggae culture, you know what I'm saying? And they don't deal with, like, they deal with rhythms. And a rhythm be like one beat. Put it like that. A rhythm is a beat. But it'll be like several artists. It'll be like up to 12 different artists making different songs to that one rhythm, you know what I'm saying? Because they know once they play that rhythm, they're going to mix it with the same rhythm. So I see how they could transfer one beat into like 12 different songs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like that like show me like, man, it's a million ways you could flip a subject, a beat, or even a hook, like anything. Like this is a bunch of ways you could flip it. And it could be the same beat. You know what I'm saying? But it's how you make it, how you design it. It's like you put on an outfit. Next dude can have on the same outfit, but he look better in that outfit. Like, why his swagger look on, like his swagger's on 1,000. Why it's like it's on 200? You know what I'm saying? But it's the same outfit. But it's not the clothes. It's you that make the outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I mean, but that's the whole different flavors, you know, like when they used to do remixes and you know, have like 4, 5, 6 different MCs on the same track.
I'm the king of that. I'll tear somebody's track track apart. They gotta go. They feel like they gotta go remix it after I'm done with it. I'm telling you. Check it out. YouTube.com Negus Negus 718. Check it out. I put a bunch of remixes up on there.
just know that
I'm like a segue, don't I?
I'm gonna ask him for that album in Best Buy out loud. Have it wrote down on the sheet of paper. It's what I want right here. We don't want nobody to get hurt.
That's what
tell people. Tell people what your name means.
My name, the definition of my name is actually king/ruler. It's actually Amharic, not Arabic, but Amharic. You know what I mean? That's Ethiopian dialect. Well, my parents are Jamaican, and my father was a Rasta. So that's where that thing, you know what I mean, came from. Understand?
And that is your birth name?
My first name?
That's your birth name?
Yeah, that's my birth name.
Okay.
Father, my father had that name before for me before I was even born.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. There's something to be said for having a name that means something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually we have a show coming up out in Texas. I don't have the exact date yet, but it's supposed to be in like 3 weeks, but I'll definitely get to you and let you know, like, so you can even put it on blast, like, exact date.
Well,
it's going to be at Club Hush. There's going to be a lot of artists there, and I got a couple shows coming up at Red Zone Cafe in Brooklyn. I mean, in Philly. Norristown, Philly.
All right. Well, I mean, I'd be interested in hearing your album. You know, I dig your single. You know, it's refreshing to have a regular artist. You ain't that hard. You ain't trying to knock everybody out.
I don't need to be so mad all the time, man. Come on,
man. Yeah, I be wondering sometimes. I can see one mad song, you know, one day you come up in the studio and you got a skit, but, you know, 15 tracks, you just mad.
Yeah, man, I got like 400, like, right now ready to go. Like, I'm working still. Like, I'm in the studio right now. Like, no exaggeration.
Where can people get your music?
Huh?
Where can people get your music?
Right now they could check it out right now on YouTube. I don't got nothing on the iTunes store as of yet. We're working all of that out, but right now you know the computer, man. You could download almost anything right now. So you can go to YouTube, you can check it out. Negus 718, Negus 718. That's, you know what I mean, at YouTube.com. And just hit me up. You can hit me up there. You can hit me up, subscribe, talk to me. I'll send you MP3s if you just highlight me on there. I'll send you exclusives.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I keep in touch with you. You know what I mean? I keep in touch.
Nice.
Okay.
Now I got to ask the question. You performing live. You ripping your shirt off?
Depends on how much the shirt costs. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the first answer we've gotten like that.
I might need that shirt for another show or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I can understand that.
Yeah, I ain't knowing yet.
Now, I'll ask you, you know, getting off subject here for a minute. What is up with you New Yorkers and the whole terrorists and wanting to blow shit up, man? What is that,
man? Man, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, every time I think about, you know what, I'm going to go to New York, hang out. Then I hear
there be people from out of town doing that shit. It don't be New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's discouraging, homie. That's all I'm saying. Every time I start warming up, like, yeah, I can go to New York, if somebody want to drop a bomb or blow some shit up in the subway.
Man, Yo, let me tell you something. It be people from out of town who probably got their pocket picked or they ain't really know how to deal with New York, New York. You know what I mean? The city's so nice, they named it twice. And that's the problem. It's the rotten apple. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, now, did you see the pictures of him, dude?
Yo, I think that dude worked with... What do you talk? He worked with some. He worked with the government. Somebody. He was somebody, man.
I'm like looking all the pictures of me. I don't know if you've seen it, but all his pictures,
yeah.
This motherfucker is just smiling. Just,
oh, I didn't I see wanna, it.
It don't make no sense because that's where the ball drops every New Year's, right? So that's supposed to be the most highly monitored area, at least in New York. You know what I mean? If anywhere in New York, it's supposed to be highly monitored. It's supposed to be right there with a ball drop, and there'll be a whole bunch of people at. You know what I'm talking about? So when whoever parked that van's supposed to have been picked up on something. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to have been picked up on an ATM, Macy's, somebody see parking that.
Yeah, you know, I can't park my car 5 minutes without somebody sweeping by.
Man. And then as soon as you park your car, I don't even know why nobody parked right there because your car be getting towed so quick. So that didn't even make no sense. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The car, you can't out park nowhere in Manhattan.
Well,
oh, man.
Wow.
I don't think it's hard to believe, man. Yeah,
it's really
I just find that sad. I want to explain to him. Look, y'all don't hurt the system or the American.
You know that. You know that they only mess with the city, man. You got to come to Brooklyn. Brooklyn is good. Brooklyn is chill. When you come out here, holler at your boy. I got you. You good out here.
I got
you right?
Out there now. I got some cousins out there. You know, like I said, I'm trying to warm up, but I'm trying to avoid the terror this part. That's all I'm saying. I got.
Oh, Butter, why are you so quiet?
I was listening. Don't you crazy?
I'm saying.
How, Butter, quiet. I thought Butter was going to be talking.
You're crazy. I'm just listening to Jet Guy's soapbox about bombers and going to New York.
Hey, what is true? And also, can I tell you a secret, man? See, Butter's not talking a lot because you got her turned on, and, you know, she doing the show naked anyway. So
yeah,
she,
yeah, my toes are naked.
Naked or niggas?
My toes are naked.
That's what it is.
So, now, I got to ask you another crazy question. Did you see... Kobe Bryant photo. Did you see the photo, the pictures of Kobe Bryant photo shoot?
Nah, I ain't even seen that. I'm gonna Google it right now. Hold up.
Oh my God.
Kobe Bryant photo shoot?
Yeah.
Wait. Lord,
hold on.
It's one of them things where words can't describe it.
All in white.
Yes.
All white.
I don't know what the hell he's wearing.
And he's got one, I guess you want to call it the ensemble, where he's got the white pimp hat, and he's got a headband.
Right.
I don't see that nowhere.
Trust me, it's some shit that you're not supposed to wear in public or private. You know, it's if you wearing it as a joke.
It's a joke.
Nah, but he's from Germany, you know what I'm talking about, man.
But he was born in Italy, so I was like,
oh shit.
That's what it is.
Who dressed him? Damn.
Oh no, man.
Yeah, he's PR person. Out.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah, you see
this picture right here with a girl?
No.
No, he's all by himself.
In white. All in white.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Phil Jackson even came out and said he looked like the villain from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yo, Yo, yeah. Oh my God. If I see this picture, I swear I'm probably fall out my chair right now.
And you
it's,
will.
It's not one. It's five
several.
Or six.
Yeah.
What magazine this was in? What are y'all
it's
talking about?
It's
okay.
LA Times, baby.
Yeah, LA Times.
It was
LA Times. Photo shoot.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's one of them things you tell people you can't wear that in public. Never.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see him. He look like Joan of Arc. Yo, look at Kobe.
Exactly.
He look like Joan of Arc.
Yes.
Yo.
Now you see.
Wow.
Oh.
That's Kobe, son.
That's Kobe.
The sweatband
never
in the
look at him frame ever again.
He got on a pimp Amish hat.
There you
Wow.
And what's that book he has on his face?
Yeah, that's Kobe, son.
Yeah, that's his B-ball killer look.
Like, I'm embarrassed look.
Yeah.
Look what he got on that hill.
Does he have a wristband on?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. No, Kobe.
All right. Now, let me get back on your music, man, before we go off. I'm already anti-Kobe, and so when
he makes it worse.
Yeah, when he did that, I was like, yeah, all my partners, you know, they're talking this Kobe Bryant shit, just look at the picture.
Well, all them NBA players been bugging out. Stephon, LT. All of them, they sent that young girl to LT.
Yeah.
I feel like
I don't know what that is, but he's in a whole lot of trouble.
Who's that?
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah, for raping that 15-year-old?
Yeah.
Wasn't she a prostitute?
That's what they say.
Regardless. Well, that was the hell she was doing. She was underage. She was
right.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not looking good for him at all. But you know, I was going to say this. Now, we're looking at something that's the exact same thing that happened last month with Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah, and he got off.
And the tape got erased over.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And others got dropped. Now, I will be curious to see if Lawrence Taylor's tape gets erased. And the charges get dropped.
We'll see.
I'm going to be surprised. You know what I mean? Everything is like, dumb. Once you're in them tax brackets, man, you got, you know what I mean, connections and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but we will see how tax brackets and connections go when it goes from Lawrence Taylor, you know, being treated the same as
like
Ben Roethlisberger.
Nah, I think they're going to make an example out of him, you know what I mean? He probably did something or owe something, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well.
You know? Nothing really never lives with the media. Like
you,
yeah, when you're in that light, boy, it's a lot of things coming at you,
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So, now, for your album, who are you working with?
Right now, I'm working with, I got this artist kid named The Astronomical King, Little Mama I'm working with, Kadar, he's from out of East New York, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, Q45, Casanova. We got a couple of different artists I'm working with right now. I'm doing a lot of my own production, though, you know what I'm talking about? I got a lot of my own production done, laid out already. I'm still producing every day, every night. I eat, breathe, sleep this. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the way to do it.
Hey, that's the way to do it. You know, because if you ain't taking care of you, who's going to take care of you?
Huh?
I said, if you ain't taking care of you, who's going to take care of you?
Exactly. Definitely. You know what I'm talking about? You gotta take charge, you know?
So you plan on doing any video?
Right now, even on YouTube, I got Paula Perry. She was an artist that was signed down to Motown back in the day. She had a song called Extra Action. She's been doing a lot of my videos. Like, because I was doing my own videos on YouTube. When you go to YouTube.com/negative.
It's funny you
when
they say that.
Like, my videos were pictures. Was like photos. I edited my own videos and stuff, throwing them up on YouTube. The only videos on YouTube you want to see, I edited. She was like, yo, you need some live footage ASAP. So she grabbed the camera and threw some footage of me. And her channel was PEE1232. That's her channel. And I got some videos up on there.
Okay, well, you know, I know who Paula Perry is because she was down with Ace.
Right. That's Ace. That's right.
Yeah, I know who Paula Perry is.
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't.
It's all right.
Huh?
It's all right.
Well, Google her. She's part of history, part of hip-hop history, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely part of hip-hop history as a female rapper, you know?
Paula Perry?
Paula Perry.
Yeah, Paula Perry. Yep.
Okay.
The track was done by Primo, Premier, who did a lot of Jay-Z tracks.
Album.
Yeah.
So now I gotta ask you this: in New York, were there any big tributes for Guru?
Yeah, right now it's a lot of parties. Tonight tributing to Guru and stuff. That was my dude too, Gangstar. That was my dude. Like I have videotapes from original Video Music Box. I used to come home videotaping. But they got a lot of stuff going on tonight for him. Yeah, a couple of events going on tonight.
You don't have to tell me, man. I've got every album that they made and the best of album. I probably did the longest tribute because the past 3-4 weeks, I'm doing nothing but playing Gangstar songs.
That's a
suck. I thought Guru underrated. MC?
Yeah, underrated, yeah, like AZ and a couple other guys, you know? A lot of underrated rappers in the game, you know? But it's like, you know how the media and the labels were, you know what I mean? Whatever, they shift, whatever they shift, whatever's rocking.
Yeah,
and they shift.
That was my thing. He kept the backpack.
It was a big fan base for him up here, trust me, man. He had a big fan base. Like, I know worldwide, but, like, I know about the fan base that I've seen firsthand in New York, just from, like, SOBs and Joe's Pub and those places like that. I took him in a couple of times, a couple of shows there, you know?
He had a big fan base out here, too. He had a big fan base everywhere. You know, I think that's one of those things people don't understand, that underground, so-called underground artists, whenever they go on tour, they pack the house. So, obviously, somebody's listening.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
As opposed to these people that are on the radio, I always wonder who goes to those concerts. Are people really going to those concerts?
Right.
I mean, I've never...
It's what's promoted, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever, like, the mass is selling, you know what I'm saying? The masses. But, like, you got to learn how to adjust and figure your way into the masses and bring it. You know what I mean? You ain't got to dumb down for your audience, but you could see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I definitely want to thank you for coming on the show, man.
Nah, I want to thank y'all, man. Well, brother, what up, man? You still there?
I'm still here. It's past my bedtime.
I hear that.
Yeah, that's my best. Well, but we're going to play one more song of your song and, you know, let people hear some more of your music. And we thank you for being on the show. Definitely keep in touch with us. Let us know, you know, when your shows are because we'll help you promote.
Oh, you can just come on. You can call us anytime. It don't matter.
That's right.
All right. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what's up. I appreciate that to the fullest.
And try not to cause no riots, man.
At Best Buy.
Now,
yeah.
Man, I'm a lover, not a fighter, man.
Oh, love scene.
I'm with you there, man. All right. We're looking forward to that love scene. Right now, we're about to play my man, Niggas.
You said it.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Later, okay. Hugger.
Thanks. Good night.
Later.
All right, man. Peace out.
Peace.
All right. That was my man. I said it twice. We right now, we gonna go right into this song. Soldier Love.
Remix.
See? Love Movement.
Love Movement.
Love Movement.
All right,
play the horns now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Niggas. Yeah. Yeah. Love is a battlefield, gotta be a soldier. Show you that I care, number one, that hit, it's over. You can throw the weight of the world on my shoulders. I'm from the home of the Dodgers, not the Dodgers. A new shit I like, but I'm on like Yoda's. It's true that I like, but it's like you never notice. Can't turn up around, now she the coldest. Soldier on the front line, all it took was one time. Shot at love, but love shot her back.
I'm a soldier.
Yeah, now she's a soldier for love, prepared for combat. Yeah.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still alive. Still looking for the light in the endless pool on the other side. It's the wild, wild west.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a prisoner of warfare. Now she got her heart in her crosshairs. And her fingers on the trigger like a gunshot. Pop, love is the killer, it's over. She just a soldier. G.I. Jane, a hunt for Red October. She can't feel pain, her heart grows colder. No war game, she needs a man to hold her. Can't let her flatline, out on the front line. Long as the moon and the stars in the sunshine. She used to treat me like a new recruit. Till I knocked her boots, now she salutes. I'm a soldier.
I'm a soldier, love. Every day I'm not.
You're listening to Smooth Drama.
Oh, that was cool.
Welcome back. The Smooth Drama. That was a hot track from my man, Niggas.
You said it.
I said it three times.
Three times.
Soldier of Love. That kind of made me want to smack somebody on the ass. It was like, that was a smack you on the ass song on the bench.
You always want to smack somebody on the ass.
I'm just saying, it felt right.
That was a good song. Right.
Yeah, you on the dance floor, and it's like, yeah, bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
We'll have to let him know that.
Yeah.
Red Zone Cafe out in Philly. Right? That's what he said?
That's what he said. Red Zone Cafe, Philly.
Red Zone
Philly.
Cafe out in Philly.
Road trip.
I know, huh? Let's all go. Let's all head out to the Red Zone Cafe.
Yeah. Well,
about a month.
Speaking of coming out, you remember a few years ago? Yeah. Don't go there. A few years ago, there was the whole big deal about gay marriage.
Yeah.
And how they wasn't allowing people to get gay marriages. Well, 6 years later, 2010,
yeah,
they're not letting them have divorce.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Yes. They're not, because they refuse to recognize the marriage, they're not allowing them to get
divorced. So, if they don't recognize the marriage, then they're not really married? Then what's the point of getting a divorce?
Well, that's the thing. Technically, legally, you are married because you got married in a state that was legalized, where it was legalized.
So now they're in a state they can't get divorced?
Well, There's a couple here who in Austin, Texas, and it's involving a lesbian couple, and the DA there, the attorney general there, is resisting their divorce. It was approved by an Austin, Texas judge, but in Pennsylvania, a judge denied a divorce for two women who were married in Massachusetts. And then Rhode Island's top court rejected the idea of allowing gay divorce several years ago.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And it goes back to what I was talking about. Constitutionally, should you be able to stop somebody from doing or having the same right as anyone else? I mean, because people will look at it because you disagree with the behavior of the gay individual. You know, you're looking at all that homosexual, and that's where you're stuck. But what people aren't understanding, and forgive me for getting on my soapbox again, is that if somebody can tell these people what they can do, and you think it's cool, who's not to say that it's not going to come full circle? And they're going to disagree with something that you want to do.
Right.
And it's going to be deemed illegal. Because basically what we're talking about, as I've been saying, you are legislating morality. Your morality on somebody else. So when gay people who get married can't get divorced, and I don't see if you let the motherfuckers get married, why can't you just let their ass get divorced?
Divorced, right.
Why would you care?
Exactly.
And what they're saying is they're making them, they have to go to Massachusetts to get divorced.
Well, okay, well, that makes sense, but I don't understand. They're telling them to go back to where they got married?
Yeah.
But nowhere does it say that in order to get divorced, you have to be a man and a woman.
There's a couple of places where they have ruled that marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That is just so stupid. Whatever.
And people don't understand that whole, it's a police state mentality. They can tell one group something,
but
you think it's cool because you don't believe in it, you're next.
Right.
People need to start looking in the mirror and start thinking logically, not with your false morality.
Right. You would think they would, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm happy. Mother's back.
I'm back. I don't know for how long, but I'm back.
Butt naked.
No, my toes are naked.
All right.
So, all right. Well, until next time, thank you for tuning in. This is Butter Pecan.
And I'm Dick Hunter. And we're out.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.